ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge, where we are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam found in As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah. And we are at supplication number 8, first verse. The Imam Salamullah alayhi, first he was seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from hayajan al-hirs, from greed. Now he is seeking refuge from wasurat al-ghadab, when anger reaches its limits, when anger boils up. So these are the most destructive moral vices that the Imam Salamullah alayhi tries to seek refuge in Allah in, and so should we. Now, let us talk about anger. But first, let's try to understand and discuss anger from an intellectual perspective. Based on this discussion, then we can discuss and the later topics will be a lot easier to digest. First of all, the Imam Salamullah alayhi says, and he uses the word Surat al-Ghadab. It means when it intensifies, when it sharpens, when it becomes at its peak, at its extreme, when it boils up. Which means also there is a process that is in the background happening that brings about anger. So anger is not just something that just comes by itself and all of a sudden, like, I'm an angry person. It doesn't work like that. Like any other disease, there are things at the background working and happening that brings it to that level, that makes it what it is. Same thing with anger. The Imam says, Surat al-Ghadab, when it attacks, when it is in boils, when it intensifies. So there's also a process that's happening in the background that we need to understand. So anger is a mental state that a person assumes in the position of defense, revenge, or a repelling evil that he when he confronts harm. Now, let's leave it here. Take a break and we come back and continue, inshallah.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to The Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we identified and we said that anger is a mental state, right? So that's the definition of anger. It's a mental state that a person has when it comes to defense, revenge, repels evil or harm, or confronts harm in places where a person just naturally becomes angry. Now, anger can be either good or it could be either bad. In either case, Anger is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actual feeling of anger itself is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a person who has anger and uses it correctly, then that makes that person brave. It's bravery. When a person does not use anger in the right place and he does not use it at all, then he becomes a coward. When he goes to extremes, when he goes to an extreme limit of anger, that becomes madness. So when anger is used and it is contained and logic controls it, then it makes life a lot easier. So it becomes a pillar of life. A person uses it when he needs to defend himself, defend his family, perform his duties, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him, preserve his life, his livelihood, and everything in between. That only happens when a person uses his power and faculty of anger in the correct, right manner. So it is used to preserve the life. The same thing with lust. Lust would be the opposite of anger. Because lust as well, if it's used to extremes, a person becomes animalistic. Does not use it, he will die. But if he uses it moderately, he will maintain his survival. Same thing with anger. So we need to understand that we have to keep our aql, our intellect, in charge of our feelings and our anger. And why do we call it aql in Arabic? In Arabic, they refer to intellect as aql. Why? I will tell you why right after this short break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said, why is it called aql? Why is it called intellect? Because in Arabic they say aql al-shay or aql al-jamal when it's tied and it's knotted, when you put a knot on something and restrain it and hold it from moving. Therefore, they refer to it as aql. In English, we call it intellect. So intellect, in fact, is what controls anger and lust. If a person is in charge of these two things, they call him aql, intellectual. When these two things are out of control, that person is no longer an intellectual person. In fact, he's just being an animal. An animal uses his anger to just kill and just uses his lust to please himself, and nothing comes out of it. Therefore, animals are not intellectual creatures. Where human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has bestowed upon him the faculty of intellect to control, so that, as we say in Arabic, ya'qil, so he put a hold and restrain on anger and on lust when times that they need to be restrained. So a person in reality, when it comes to anger and when it comes to passion and lust, in fact, he has an internal police officer. He has an internal someone dictating what should be done according to the Sharia law, obviously. So you have a person, a judge inside you, telling you what to do when it comes to anger, lust, and all other faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. So this is the inner police. And when you deal with people on the outside, with these faculties being controlled, then obviously you being aql and intellectual as well. Once you let go, and then your anger takes over, and your lust takes over, and your other faculties, the faculty of imagination and so on and so forth take over, then this kind of person becomes very destructive to society, becomes very destructive to himself, to his family, to those who are around him. So therefore, when it comes to the power of anger, it needs to be controlled and maintained in order for us to be intellectual. Thank you for being with us and listening to the program Bridge. Inshallah, we'll see you in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد